Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA, this is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
The Friday Beer Buzz?
Excuse you, Lindo. Yes, he's talking. Please pay attention. Sorry.
Powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and Crowlers, 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Are you guys getting thirsty? It's like Pavlov's dog, right? All of a sudden, the salivation has begun.
I smell an IPA in the air.
Lindo Sabatini is with us. Good morning.
Smelling IPAs in the air.
I smell something. It's IPA-y, but I don't know if it's really strong. Let me taste. Jason, don't just sit there and resist.
I'm trying. Everyone's drinking, giving the play-by-play.
Is this fruity? What is this? It's got a citrusy.
It's IPAE.
It's IPAE.
IPAE.
It's IPA-ish.
Ish.
Ish.
It's not too bitter, though.
It's not too burny.
No.
And the can looks like, we'll describe all this in a few minutes
it's
and
citrusy.
Give you the identity. The can has this look like, I could use that if I ever have a flat tire. Not drinking. It's a bright orange. It looks like it's a caution can.
All right, we're just going to...
It's tangerine.
We're going to change what we normally do. Look at the can. Tell me the name of the beer.
Look at... can I see?
Yeah.
Zero Gravity?
That's the Zero Gravity, but what beer is
Juice?
This?
Juice?
Yeah, but what's above it?
Two Beavers.
Nope.
Two...
I can't even
Crown Dogs.
Say.
Two...
Go ahead,
Chandler. Give me that.
Quickly.
Give me that. What?
Two Chipmunks?
Nope.
What, a squirrel?
What's the name of this beer?
They look like... What does that look like?
So they have other IPAs in the same series, and I'll tell you what they are.
The
other two IPAs is a 9% are called Buck Buck Juice, and it has two pictures of bucks on it.
Okay.
And then there's another one called Duck Duck Juice, which is a 7%
are. So it's not a squirrel?
And this is...
It's a woodchuck.
Woodchuck juice.
I only know that because I turned the can around and it said woodchuck, woodchuck.
You cheated.
I did because I was lost. It didn't look like a woodchuck.
This game was rigged.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How much beer would a woodchuck chug if a woodchuck could chuck beer?
Love it.
That's where they're coming.
Brilliant.
Wow. But I still haven't tasted it yet.
It's tasty.
I can't wait.
All right, we're going to get to that.
Let's get to beer news. A big event that happened. Bill's got all your coverage now. We're back with the featured
and
beer.
And then we'll talk about woodchuck juice.
Chug.
Woodchuck sounds...
Woodchuck chugging juice.
After this.
Beer.
News.
It's Bill from MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
With your news of the week. This past weekend, the 39th edition of the GABF, or Great American Beer Festival, finished up. And you know I love the stats, so let's put some of the stats out there. There were 8,315 beers judged, 1,555 breweries and sites. wineries in the competition from all 50 states plus Washington, D.C. It takes 300 volunteers to make it run smoothly, 250 judges to judge the competition. There were 347 total medals awarded and 273 medal award winning breweries. The category with the highest number of entries, Juicy Hazy India Pale Ale. No surprise there. The gold went to Tourbus Double Dry Hop Hazy IPA from Distill Brewery in Normal, Illinois. Wondering about the West Coast IPA category? That gold went to How the West Was Won, a Mosaic IPA from Westbound and Down Brewing Company in Idaho. Pennsylvania breweries managed to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 medals, and I'm excited to say that three of those went to our very own Wall and Paulpack Brewing with 2 bronzes and a silver. A bronze also went to Penn Oktoberfest from Penn Brewing Company and Cinderland's Warehouse Brewing Company with their Allegheny Alt Beer. Congratulations to all the winners. That is our beer news of the week. As always, you can click on the Breaking Beer News tab on MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com
4.0 for all the latest details.
There you go. Sounds like a great event. I wish I would have been invited. Anyway, there you go. Beer news out of the way. All right, let's... not out... what? I mean, it says... Okay. Oh, I'm ready to drink the beer, I mean. That sounded really messed up.
So what awkward. Are you woodchuck. Mm. How woodchuck. Much beer would a woodchuck chug if a woodchuck could chug beer?
Forget that. This is fascinating. This I'm going to say this is weird. I don't know what...
keep talking.
Okay. It's a weird beer because I smell IPA that's going to make me go, ugh, but it didn't do that at all.
It's juicy.
It tastes like... But I don't want to say this because I know it's not right.
It tastes like juicy fruit.
I was going to say orange juice crashed into a beer.
Juicy fruit?
It tastes like the
gum. Juicy fruit gum? It was like
I know, but taste it again and think of the juicy fruit gum.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It tastes like juicy fruit gum.
It does. It's good. It's good.
Really
and I'm,
good.
I'm not one who likes something super bitter. This is like, it's tasty.
This is an IPA that I think anybody that even tells themselves that they don't like IPAs can like.
Can
and drink.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And this is 5% alcohol. The other ones I was mentioning, the Duck Duck and the Buck Buck, are 7 and 9. And all three of these beers, even though we're only featuring the Woodchuck today, they all come in a variety pack called the Juice Box.
Okay.
So
Box? No?
No, not just
okay.
Juice Box.
Okay, just checking.
Just Juice Box.
No. Okay.
And all three of them are in there. So I'm...
What?
All three of them are in there?
Yeah, but I got Jason'd for a second. I had to stop. So all three of them are in there from 12 packs. So that's it's a good box. But this is available in a 4-pack as well. And we're going to be putting it up on draft.
Yum, yum.
And... because of the name, Woodchuck Juice, this will be the only time this beer will be available because another company that happens to make a cider by the same name was not happy that they were using Woodchuck.
Oh, and I guess they have the patent on woodchucks.
I mean, they might.
So you can patent a woodchuck.
Trademark, maybe? Or that
I would say they probably have better lawyers.
Yeah, probably one of those things you're like, I don't want to even have to
deal
with
this. And it's not worth the hassle.
Probably right. not as big of a problem, say, if they put Clydesdales on the can and called it like Bud Bud.
Yeah, it's not Bud Bud juice. But, yeah. but still, this is the only time this beer will be available. I hope they bring it back under a different name because the beer is delicious. And I just
really, So wait a minute. Why didn't they just put the pictures of the woodchuck and the juice and just not write woodchuck?
I think they probably still would have had a problem with
it. I don't think that's fair. The woodchuck should be free to be on any beer can
it
wishes.
It's not a cider. Somebody's not going to accidentally buy this and or buy it because it has the same name as the cider.
Like it.
I think it's nice.
That's the struggle because there's not many furry woodland creatures that end with UCK. So they're limited. They're limited to follow their.
I guess the series is done. I mean, can you think of another one that rhymes with truck and buck?
Truck, but that's an animal.
You got buck, and you got chuck.
I guess you can call it cluck juice.
Oh my god! There
and
you go.
You can put a chicken on there if you want to call it cluck juice.
Yeah, this is true.
Know.
So you can do this.
This is Zero Gravity. They're out of Burlington, Vermont. They're really making a lot of nice beer. They've only been in the market a little while, and this one is a winner.
Yeah, I really like it. Don't be afraid of this one if you normally tell yourself you don't like IPAs, if it's too bitter for you, because this one is tasty and refreshing and just a little something.
A little guy there.
What's the alcohol content?
This is a fiver.
It's only five.
It tastes like about that. It smells like pretty, I'd say this was off-putting is not the right word. It felt like a really strong IPA that was going to knock my head back, but it's not even close.
Grapefruit. There's like grapefruit or something going on citrus, in the nose.
But I smelled it from 3 feet away from me.
Yeah.
And I smelled it right away, and I was like, oh, no. Bless you, Nancy.
Sorry.
just trying to make a point over here.
Do you have the sneezies from the hops? What's going on?
I don't know what
there?
It is. I think the hops does do something for me.
I don't. This is like making me want to drink more. It's doing like it's.
It's making me want to drink more.
Not like I'm like, oh, I'm so stressed. It's making me want to drink more. But like it's been
a rough morning.
It's like quenching my thirst in a weird way.
Yeah. It's making you salivate and at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't find anything about this I don't like.
Right.
That's Rick's. I usually am nitpicky and weird. Well, always weird. Sometimes
you're
nitpicky.
Still nitpicky and weird. Just saying.
Since they're good with all the. Okay. I don't know. I have nothing bad to say about you.
Right, so we like this. This is Zero Gravity Woodchuck Juice. Is that what? Is it Woodchuck Woodchuck
it's
Juice?
Woodchuck,
it's double.
Woodchuck Juice. No, I want to hear Jason say something bad about me.
Man, your beard makes you look like you live on the street. I don't know. Right,
My wife also tells me I look homeless. So that's okay.
No, I don't think you look homeless.
You don't. I just had to go with something.
Well, I'll take it. That was nice.
Your eyes don't make me feel dreamy. I don't know what else I would have given you.
Really?
Oh, they're actually kind of nice. But I was looking for other animals to see what ended with UCK, and the first thing that came up was gorilla.
Please don't look too far.
No, I won't. But somebody made, there's like some sort of...
you can do the cluck.
It says gorilla. But then it makes it sound like you're going, ugh. Like, so you can't do that with any other animals. You can't. So you're right. I think you got
to do like a luck or something and have like a shamrock on it.
You can do that.
But they're animals,
it's not
right?
an animal.
Not an animal.
You could do a hockey one, puck. I was just going off now. Oh, God.
There's like some, my son's sitting there listening going, I know one. I know you do.
I got one.
We all know that one.
Over here.
We weren't going there.
I know. That's why I put it on my kid.
This one.
Be better, Sam.
This one is good.
Be better. Yeah, I think it's really good. Like you can get it at Sabatini's along with everything else. Anything special happening or just everyone going to go watch football and eat pizza and have
beer? It is definitely good. Find a good beer for a football game weather.
Yeah, and hopefully watch the Nittany Lions roar back. All righty. Have a great weekend.
I'm stunned, but this is the most shocking beer since, I don't know. I'm really blown away by this.
Since you drank wine.
No, I'm just saying, this one's really like, I didn't expect this based off what I smelled.
Me neither.
It's really good.
Is it your favorite IPA now?
It's up there with Fiddlefest or whatever.
Fiddlehead.
Fiddlefest. They should have a party.
Do a Fiddlefest.
And call it Fiddlefest.
All right. See, get paid for these good ideas. Yes. All right. Have a great weekend.
The Friday
Beer Buzz powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and Crowlers, 43 rotating drafts. At Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter, the Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers, woodchucks, and good people together.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.